Mild air is being pushed out to sea as a secondary cold front crosses our area this afternoon. Temperatures were quite mild through the first part of the day, with many of our lower elevations reaching into the 40s during the morning hours. And then as the day has moved along, that cold air has come in from the west. We're also seeing it come in from above. So the higher elevations are cooling down, and we're seeing everybody cool down over the next couple of hours. Even Burlington reached up into the 40s. After midnight, it was near 40 degrees. Temperatures there fell through the morning hours, and it was quite cool by lunchtime. From Glens Falls south, temperatures were still up in the 40s during the midday hour. And again, that cooler air is now working its way through our region. And with that, we are seeing a scattering of snow showers. And with warmer air in our valleys, we've had some raindrops mix in from time to time. Moving into tonight, we'll still see a few snow showers through at least early evening. Then we will tend to see the snow showers come to an end. We'll see high pressure briefly build in, which will result in partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. And it'll be a cool night, kind of seasonably cool, we'll call it, with overnight temperatures dropping into the teens and 20s. And moving into the day tomorrow, we will see a rather substantial storm that will come off the southeast coast, but the storm is expected to stay to our east, meaning we miss another snowstorm threat across eastern New York and western New England. What's happening is an upper-level disturbance is going to dive into the Great Lakes, helping to push that storm out to sea. So while it looks like we will dodge the threat for a big snowstorm, that upper-level disturbance will bring us an increasing chance for snow showers and even a light accumulation of snow starting late tomorrow going through the day on Friday. Then as we head into the weekend, we'll see a warm front approach on Saturday. That again brings us the chance for some snow showers, and it will turn much warmer as we head through the end of January and the beginning of February early next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of snow showers, high 28 to 36. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of snow showers, high 28 to 36. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high in the middle to upper 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, a chance of flurries, low 15 to 20. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of snow showers, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with snow showers likely, highs mainly in the 30s. And on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers and highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.